This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Charles Cox is the CEO of the Back 9 Network. Now, the Back 9 Network will debut on DirecTV at the end of the month. It is a pleasure to welcome Charles Cox back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Charles.
How are you?
I am great. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right, how excited are you? This baby's going to be born. How much excitement is there around the building?
It's the vibe is a little intoxicating. You know, we've been working on this for so long. You know, it's a big endeavor to launch a network, you know, independent of a large media conglomerate or a big private equity fund. You know, we've done this the old-fashioned way, right? We've found roughly 150, you know, high net worth lovers of golf that have funded this company from its origin, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago. So it's been a long time coming, and the team's excited. We've exploded from about, you know, probably when I spoke to you last, we probably had 40 headcount. We now have roughly 90, which, you know, is great, and not great from a financial perspective, but great from a content creation perspective. And we're excited about that.
You're still the CFO in some respects, aren't you?
Yeah, I haven't replaced the CFO yet, so yeah, I gotta. Got to be salesy and got to be, you know, financially prudent as well.
Tell the listener what they can expect to see when they tune in.
It's truly an entertainment network for golfers that's really focused on prime time. And what I mean by that is, you know, we want to give golfers a network that truly entertains them with personalities and characters, you know, outside the ropes. Really, you know, to expose that lifestyle around the game, whether it's, you know, finding that superintendent that's quirky and funny, or having a studio show that allows a viewer to get a little bit of everything out there. You know, whether it's, you know, golf, you know, a little bit of PGA Tour updates, a little bit about the lifestyle, whether it's gear and equipment, fashion, travel, real estate, but really presented in a non-traditional, compelling way. Think, you know, Talk Soup or Tosh 2.0 versus SportsCenter. And we're gonna lean towards the former and really rely on our talent and our personalities and our characters to drive home the point that golf is fun and it's addictive and it's not intimidating and it doesn't have to be exclusionary. It has to be inclusive and fun. So we're excited about it.
I'm going to try to find a way to articulate this question. What I think is very interesting about what you do is the expectation on your part, I think, that most of your viewers will be getting their quote-unquote basic golf information from various other sources, and then they turn to your channel to kind of broaden the experience. Does that say more about the game of golf, or does that say more about media and the television industry and what you can now do in that medium?
A little bit of both, but I do think it says a lot about the game of golf and its lifestyle. I mean, it's the only game you can play until you die. It's the only sport, you know, really a ball sport that you can play until you die. And so it inherently involves a lot of spending and passion that a lot of other sports don't possess. So yeah, to your point, you know, we want to give folks the ability. What I really get excited about is giving that adult golfer and by adult, I mean, you know, 25 to 64, 25 to 54 is what we're going to lean, but 25 to 64 is our demo. And to give that adult golfer, you know, he has live sports, he has his news source, but give him a hangout channel in the evening. You know, what is he going to go to simply get that clubhouse feel that he would typically get at the clubhouse, but give it to him on his sofa in his living room and give him a way to kind of escape from the job and all the things going on in his life for a few hours before he goes to bed. And that's what we're going to focus on.
We're talking with Charles Cox, the CEO for the Back 9 Network, debuting at the end of the month on DirecTV, bringing a broader and larger audience to your network. Will there be something for sort of everybody? I mean, how include, you know, let's bring women into this and the viewing and things like that. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, golf is roughly 80%. You know, if you look at the active golfer participant base in the United States, roughly 4 out of 5 golfers are male. So we are going to skew towards males. We obviously would love to attract, you know, females as much as we attract males, but, you know, it's hard to come out of the box and promise to be everything to everybody, right? That isn't realistic, and advertisers won't believe you even if you said it. So we're going to skew towards males, but absolutely, we're looking, you know, our mission statement is to grow the game, you know, regardless of ethnic group or sex. We want to grow the game across a lot of, you know, the groups of people that we feel like may have been neglected or ignored or simply not treated the same by, you know, the traditional game. And we think we can do that through compelling content on TV, right? It is the one medium that can reach 100 million households simultaneously. So that's why we're big believers in TV, and we're big believers in, you know, anything that really is going to change in this country is going to be probably involve television viewership. And so we feel we can grow the game by making it, you know, not focusing on birdies and bogeys, not focusing on watching people hit golf balls, but focusing on genres of programming that are already working and having golf as a canvas.
At one point, and when you were on the program before, we talked about some of the various programs that'll be on the network. But at one point, I believe, was there not an animated show on course or something like that? Is that still in the plans? Will that still happen?
It is. That'll probably be a second half of the year production. It takes a little longer on animation, right, to animate a show. But right out of the box, in year one, we're going to have roughly 1,100 first run original hours. We'll do 4 hours of studio shows a day per weekday. We have a show called The Turn, which is goes on at lunchtime, and it comes on again at 7. With, you know, think a daytime set and a nighttime set. We'll have a show called Off Par with Maddie Blake. It's at 8 o'clock, and then we'll have a show called The Clubhouse with two guys you may know of, John McGinnis and Jeff Rude.
Mm-hmm.
That will be every night. It'll be kind of our late night 19th hole show for golfers at 10 o'clock. Not too late, so old guys can, you know, like myself, can watch it at 10 and go to bed before 11. So that's going to be our 4 studio shows that we're going to come out of the box, and we'll also launch. You mentioned Of Course. Of Course is one of our, you know, primetime original production shows, right? Our original series. We'll release roughly 8 to 10, depending on what we figure out, shows in year one. Our first 3 are going to be Ahmad Rashad. He's going to have a show that's going to, you know, he's going to interview the celebrities and the big names that love and live the golf lifestyle in his own style. He has such a large network of buddies that, you know, such as Bill Murray and Michael Jordan, that will be, you know, we'll do a 30-minute interview show in year one. And then we'll also launch a show called Ball Hogs, which is about a fun group of guys that run a company down in Pinehurst, North Carolina. They jump into lakes and ponds and scoop up used golf balls and sell them on the internet and get into all kinds of Wiley adventures, great personalities. And then a third show called Golf Treasures, which is two guys that travel the country with an auctioneering company that go and find, you know, expensive and rare golf paraphernalia and go sell it at an auction. And two really incredible personalities, you know, that they work well off each other. And you kind of watch them go meet all these characters that are huge collectors throughout the country.
You know your you know your business much better than I do, but I'm telling you right now, if you flip-flop Ball Hogs and McGinnis and Rude, and you make McGinnis and Rude go jumping in the water for balls, you got a show then.
You do.
I don't know where you find a wetsuit.
Too different from the Ball Hogs guys.
Yeah, I don't know where you find a wetsuit that fits Jeff, but You know, when we talked back in June, we talked about ongoing conversations with cable systems. Any progress on that? And secondly, Charles, curious, will you stream some of your content, or will you put it on the website for later viewing?
Yeah, the first question, you know, we are seeing progress with some of the distributors. You know, these deals take time, and you know, we're trying to, you know, obviously when you get DirecTV under your belt, there isn't a better initial partner, right? There are 20 million households, probably the highest, you know, probably the wealthiest demographic of any, wealthiest customer base of any pay TV operator in the United States. So that's a good demo for us. We're talking to Time Warner Cable, talking to Dish, talking to Comcast, going back and forth, trying to get, trying to get to 40, 50 million homes as quickly as possible so more people can see Back 9 and, you know, we can get the word out and sell more advertising in order to invest more in programming and make it a better channel as soon as possible. So it's all intertwined. We're working as hard as we can to get the thing to 100 million homes. It takes time, but we'll get there. The second question, the over-the-top question, you know, we looked at over-the-top very closely. The problem is, you know, when I go do a co-production deal to go create Ball Hogs, for example, the production companies don't care if I put it online or on TV. It's going to be the same price. And so we're following where the eyeballs are and the viewership. You know, the viewership of video on TV versus online video is still roughly a 15 to 20 times ratio. So we're primarily still focused on TV. We do want to eventually give DirecTV subscribers the ability to watch our network simulcast online, whether it's on mobile or internet or tablet. And whether we launch an over-the-top paid channel, to be determined, but it's definitely an option, something we look into, because we do think golfers would, you know, with the right marketing and the right chance to view it, would sign up for some monthly subscriber fee.
He is Charles Cox, the CEO of the Back 9 Network. They debut later this month on DirecTV. I only know a little bit of how long this journey has been for you guys. Charles, congratulations on this. Best of luck, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.